Hello, and thanks for joining us here on Pastor Rick's Daily Hope, the audio broadcast ministry of Pastor Rick Warren. Today, Rick continues teaching a series called Connecting with God, the Lord's Prayer. In these lessons, Rick shows you what it means to truly be spiritually connected to God and to each other through the power of God's love and God's Word. In a moment, we're going to tell you how to get the Daily Hope Advent Calendar. This special resource will help you experience all that Christmas promises. Go to PastorRick.com to find out more, or text the word DAILY to 800-600-5004. That's PastorRick.com or the word DAILY to 800-600-5004. Right now, here's Pastor Rick with part two of a message called The Prayer of Fulfillment.
I want you to read this verse aloud with me. It's on your outline. It's notice there at the top, the second verse, Romans chapter 11, verse 36. Let's read it aloud together. Everything comes from God alone. Everything lives by His power, and everything is for His glory. That is the glory of God. Now, you know, I talk to people all the time who say, Rick, I have so much, and yet I feel unfulfilled. I've got a good family. I've got a good job. I got great kids. I got good friends. I've got a good congregation to be a part of. Why am I so unfulfilled? It's because you were made for more than success. You were made for more than survival. You will never be satisfied living for yourself. You weren't made to live for yourself. You were made to live for the kingdom and the power and the glory. And you will never find fulfillment in life. Never will you find fulfillment in life until you begin to live in God's kingdom, by God's power, for God's glory. Now, that was a long introduction. But that's what I want to teach you how to do today. How do I live in God's kingdom? How do I live by God's power? How do I live for God's glory? How do I live a fulfilled life, the kind of life that I was made, wired, designed by God to live? Jesus said in John chapter 10, verse 10, I have come that you might have life. By the way, notice he didn't say religion. He said life, and have it more abundantly. Now, why did Jesus say, I've come to give you life? Because most people aren't living. They're just existing. Get up in the morning, go to work, come home, watch TV, go to bed. Get up in the morning, go to work, come home, watch TV, go to bed. Get up in the morning, go to work, come home, watch TV, go to bed. Go to a party on weekend and say, man, I'm living. No, you're just existing. Jesus said, I came that you might have life, real life, abundant life, the kind of life God intends for you to live. And why are most people not really living? Because they're living for themselves. And let me be real frank with you. You're not a big enough cause to get yourself out of bed. You're not a big enough cause to give yourself meaning. You need something bigger than yourself to give your life meaning. And there is a cause. It's called the kingdom of God. So let's look at the three keys to living a fulfilled life. Number one, if you might want to write this down, real fulfillment comes through living in God's kingdom. Living in God's kingdom. I must live in God's kingdom. You know, U2, Bono and those guys, they actually wrote a song on this called In God's Kingdom. Should have sang it this morning. Maybe I'll sing it. No, maybe I won't. The Bible says this, 1 Thessalonians. You should live in a way that proves you belong to the God who calls you into His kingdom and glory. What does it mean to live in God's kingdom? It means you make God's agenda your agenda. You make God's will your will. That you care about what God cares about in life. Now, usually we care about everything else except what God cares about. In the Sermon on the Mount, Jesus spends a major section talking about worry. And he says, There's six reasons you don't need to worry. And he goes through all of the different things that we typically worry about. He says, you don't need to worry about your health, and you don't need to worry about your happiness, and you don't need to worry about security, and you don't need to worry about your future, and you don't need to worry about your relationships. You don't need to worry about your job. You don't need to worry about your family. And he talks about all these things that you shouldn't worry about. And then he concludes this section on worry with a major statement. And he says this up here on the screen. Jesus said, God will give you all you need from day to day. Notice it's give us this day our daily bread, not our monthly, not our annual bread. He gives it to you on a daily basis. God will give you all you need from day to day if, here's the condition, you live for him and you make the kingdom of God your primary concern. You are surrendered, you are submitted to the will of God. You make the kingdom of God. And he says, if you make that your primary concern, I'm going to live in the kingdom of God. God says, you don't need to worry about happiness. He says, I will cover you 100% coverage. And I will take care of all of the needs in your life if you will put me first in your life. Let me give you a little secret that I've learned. Whatever you want God to bless, put him first in that area. If you want God to bless your marriage, put him first in your marriage. If you want God to bless your education, put him first in your education. If you want God to bless your career, put him first in your career. If you want God to bless your money, put him first in your money. If you want God to bless your time, put him first in your time. God blesses whatever we put him first in. He says, the Bible says, seek ye first the kingdom of God. That means above everything else. Now, anytime you put anything besides God in first place in your life, there's a word for that. It's called an idol. And the second commandment says, don't have any idols. No other gods before me. And he says, whatever you want God to bless, you put him first. Anything that takes first place in your life that's not God, that becomes an idol. Now, what does it mean to put God first in my life? Oh, I'm glad you asked. So I made up a little acrostic to just give you five examples. If you write this down in your outline, F-I-R-S-T. Here are five things you need to put God first in. F, finances. The F in first stands for finances. You need to put God first in your finances. If you want God to bless your finances, you must tithe. Sorry, there's no other alternative. You must put him first in your finances. You must tithe. Tithes mean first 10% goes back to God. 33 years ago when Kay and I got married, we made a commitment. Other people we may be in debt to, but God gets paid first. Somebody else may not get paid yet, but God gets paid first because we owe him everything. So the first 10%, if I made a dollar, 10 cents went back to God. If I made $100, $10 went back to God. If I made $1,000, $100 went back to God. And we began doing that, and in 33 years, we have never violated that principle. As most of you know, in fact, Kay and I raised it every year. And we started giving 11% the second year and 12% and 13%. We started playing this little game with God where God says, okay, Rick, let's play this game. You give to me and I'll give to you and we'll see who wins. Now Kay and I tithe 90% of our income and give away 10%. You know I don't take a salary from this church. And yet God has blessed me in amazing ways. And why did Purpose Driven Life sell tens of millions of copies? Because God knew he could trust me with the money. That's why. But God says, whatever you want me to put first in your life, I will bless. And so put him first in your finances. God gets paid first. I in first stands for interest. Put him first in your interest. That means in your hobbies, in your friendships, or your career, your recreation. You give God first consideration in every decision. You think about those little bracelets that people wear, WWJD, what would Jesus do? And you think about, what does God want me to do? I want him to be first in my finances and my interest. R stands for relationships. Put him first in your relationship, in your family, in your marriage, in your friendships, in your partnerships, and God will bless that area. S stands for schedule. Put him first in your schedule. That means you give him the first part of every day. You give him the first day of your week. You give him the first consideration in every decision. You get up and sit on the side of your bed in the morning and say, God, if I don't get anything else done today, I want to love you a little bit more and I want to know you a little bit better. Because at the end of the day, that's the first purpose in life.
This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. We're so glad you're with us today. Rick will be back in a moment, but first, recently, Pastor Rick had our graphic designers create a beautiful frameable version of the Lord's Prayer that you can download for free right now by visiting PastorRick.com. That's PastorRick.com.
Fall is here now, and that means Christmas is right around the corner. That's why we want to let you know that Pastor Rick and his wife Kay created an Advent calendar with specially commissioned custom artwork. It's beautiful. This two-part resource includes a calendar with a special door for every day of December that opens to reveal a hidden image and an encouraging Bible verse. Use it with a companion daily devotional booklet to help you and your family draw closer to Jesus and prepare your heart for the real celebration. The Daily Hope Advent Calendar will help you spend the holidays worshiping instead of worrying, slowing down and reconnecting with God, and expressing gratitude for the true meaning of the season. You'll want to get the Daily Hope Advent Calendar and devotional booklet in your hands now to start using it on December 1st. This resource is a perfect way to share the gift of Jesus at Christmas with your friends and family. And we'll send it to you to say thanks when you give a gift to Daily Hope to help take good news to people everywhere. Quantities are limited, so get yours now. Just call 800-600-5004 or go to PastorRick.com. That's 800-600-5004 or go to PastorRick.com. Thanks so very much. There are only 3 days left to request your Daily Hope Advent Calendar.
This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. Once again, here's Rick.
P stands for troubles. And this is an area you may not even have thought of, but you need to turn to God first when you have a problem. Now, what we typically do is he's the last thing we turn to. When you have a problem, you know, you try everything else. And you say, well, there's nothing left we can do. And somebody will say, well, I guess now all we can do is pray. Like, once it's hopeless, now you try God. Okay? Prayer should never be your last resort. It should be your first choice. It's not like, well, that's all we can do is pray. No, no, that's what you do first, not last. If God is first in your life, every time you have a problem or trouble, the first thing you do is you pray about it. You say, Father God, I need your help in this situation. And if you'll do these things, you will be blessed. The Bible says this, Jesus said, just as my Father has given me a kingdom, I also give you a kingdom. We are to live in the kingdom of God. So I live in God's kingdom. Now the Bible says, number two, the second way to live a fulfilled life is to live by God's power. I live in his kingdom. I live by his power. And the Bible tells us this, for the kingdom of God is not just fancy talk. It is living by God's power. Did you know God does not bless self-reliant people? He blesses people who are dependent upon him, people who are surrendered to him. He blesses people who are submitted to him. God blesses those who aren't self-reliant, but are God-reliant, are God-dependent. You see, the problem with the self-made man is he usually worships his maker. He worships himself. And he thinks, I did this all by my own hand. No, God says, I don't bless somebody who's self-reliant. Instead, I bless people who expect me to help. God blesses people who expect God to help them. Jesus said, according to your faith, it will be done unto you. What are you expecting God to do in your life? Really, what are you expecting God to do in your life this week? Without even talking to you, without even knowing you, I can tell you exactly what God's doing in your life. He's doing what you expect him to do. No more and no less. Because if you study all the scriptures, you find out every time God moved out of heaven and moved on earth and did a miracle, it's because somebody believed. Somebody expected God to act. Do you know why God uses me? God's blessing has been on my life since I was a young man. And he's used me in many ways. Why? Not because of who I am, but because of who he is. Not because of what I've done, but because what he's already done, because of the cross. And the Bible says that God uses us when we live according to faith. You know why God uses me? I expect him to use me. I don't deserve it. I never will deserve it. It's a matter of grace. He is a gracious God. If I got what I deserved, I wouldn't be here. If you got what you deserved, you wouldn't be alive. God doesn't give us what we deserve. He gives us what we need. That's called love. And so God says, I want to use you, but you must live by my power. Now, let me give you another little secret. The more you depend on God instead of yourself, the more God's going to bless you. You depend on God a little bit, you get a little bit of blessing. But if you depend on God a whole lot, you get a whole lot of blessing. It is all dependent on living by God's power. Notice this next verse. Scriptures tell us this in Ephesians chapter 3. By his mighty power at work within us, he, God, is able to accomplish infinitely more than we would ever dare to ask or hope. God says, I'm able to do more than you can ever imagine. Now, let me say it this way. God can do more in your life in 1 week than you can do in your life in an entire lifetime. God can make more changes and do more work in 1 week if he's doing it than you can accomplish in your entire lifetime. That's why it is never too late to surrender to God. Well, I'm too old. I've had too many problems. I've done too many things wrong. No, it's never too late because God can do in 1 week what you've been unable to accomplish in your entire life. It's never too late. I'm talking to you. How do I get God's power in my life? Three ways. You write these down. There are three ways I get the kingdom, the power, and the glory. How do I get God's power in my life? Number one, by praying. Prayer is the connection to God's power. Much prayer, much power. Little prayer, little power. No prayer, no power. Tell me about your prayer life, and I'll tell you how much power you've got in your life. I get power in my life by praying. In the scriptures, in the book of James, it tells us this up here on the screen. The earnest, heartfelt, continued prayer of a righteous man makes tremendous power available. You don't have any power in your life, you feel pretty weak. It tells me one thing, you're not praying. It's real simple. You're just not praying because prayer and power go together. Here's a second way you get God's power in your life. This one's going to surprise you. By taking risks to obey God. By taking a risk to obey God, God says, when you take a risk to do what I tell you to do, even when it's hard, even when it's unpopular, even when it may cost you, even when it doesn't make sense, even when it may be expensive, even when nobody else around you is doing it, if you'll do what I tell you to do and you'll take that risk and you'll obey me, I will pour out my power in your life. You see, we only grow when our faith is being stretched. And it's stretched beyond our comfort zone. And in that comfort zone, we take risks. If you're not taking any risks in your life, then you don't need any faith. And if you don't have any faith, you are being unfaithful. If I were to ask you, how many of you would like to see a miracle? Everybody raise your hands. You know, yeah, everybody would want to see a miracle. Sure. How does God do a miracle? Here's the key. God does a miracle when you make the first move, when you take the first step. He releases his power the moment you step out in faith. There are stories all through Scripture that illustrate this. When God freed the children of Israel from 400 years of bondage in Egypt, and they're coming back to Canaan, to Palestine, to the, quote, promised land. They come up to the Jordan River. Joshua is there, and the floodwaters, it's springtime, and so the floodwaters coming out of Galilee, going down into the Dead Sea, are too high, and they can't cross over the river. And so they're thinking, wait a minute, we're here, and we can't even get in. And God says, do you want to see a miracle? Yes. Do you trust me? Yes. Then step in the water. What? Now, and how about God, you do a miracle, kind of like at the Red Sea, part the whole thing, and then we'll walk through. And God says, I don't do it that way again. I like to do it new ways. This is a test of your faith. I want you to step into the water.
This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. We're so glad you're with us today. Recently, Pastor Rick had our graphic designers create a beautiful frameable version of the Lord's Prayer that you can download for free right now by visiting PastorRick.com. That's PastorRick.com. Rick will be back in a moment, but first, fall is here, and that means Christmas is right around the corner. That's why we want to let you know that Pastor Rick and his wife Kay created an Advent calendar with specially commissioned custom artwork. It's beautiful. Here's Pastor Rick to tell you more.
You know, friends, one of the most common questions that you hear this time of the year is, are you ready for Christmas? It's a question that shows how much preparation we think is necessary just to celebrate this holiday and this holy day. We think getting ready for Christmas means putting up decorations and buying and wrapping gifts and sending cards and planning meals and helping with school plays and church musicals and office parties, and the list goes on, making sure that we help all the people who are in need. But does doing all that really get us ready for Christmas? Will making it through a checklist prepare me for celebrating the birth of Jesus? We both know the answer is no. And we both know that it's too easy to get so caught up in doing too many things, many of them good things, but so many things that we forget the real reason for the season. So you know what? Here at Daily Hope, we've put together a brand new resource that I want you to have. I hope it will help you really get ready for celebrating the birth of Jesus. It's an Advent calendar, a calendar of preparation. And each day on this calendar, you'll open one Bible verse. And then you just turn to the corresponding page in a companion book that we've put together, and you read through the very short spiritual growth devotional. Now, it only takes a couple minutes to read the Bible verse and the devotional, but it's going to prepare your heart for the coming of Christ at Christmas. My hope is that this resource, this Advent calendar, preparing your heart for Christmas, will help you spend the holiday expressing your gratitude to God, worshiping instead of worrying, and taking things off your schedule so you can appreciate the true meaning of Christmas. I don't want you to miss the miracle of Jesus this Christmas.
You'll want to get the Daily Hope Advent Calendar and devotional booklet in your hands now to start using it on December 1st. This resource is a perfect way to share the gift of Jesus at Christmas with your friends and family. And we'll send it to you to say thanks when you give a gift to Daily Hope to help take the good news of Jesus Christ to people everywhere. Quantities are limited, so get yours now. Call 800-600-5004 to support Daily Hope, and we'll send you this powerful resource. Or you can visit PastorRick.com. That's 800-600-5004 or PastorRick.com. There are only 3 days left to request your Daily Hope Advent calendar, so don't wait. Be sure to join us next time as we look into God's Word for our Daily Hope. This program is sponsored by Pastor Rick's Daily Hope and your generous financial support.